What's up, UltiWorld Disc Golf subscribers? Thanks for checking out the first episode and this first subscriber-only segment of Roots of Flight. During my interview for this episode, Jeff mentioned that he boycotted the World Championship in 1983 when the PDGA implemented the widely used disc weight limit of 8.3 grams per centimeter of the disc's diameter measured on the outside edge. The 200-plus gram discs he was able to throw lent him an advantage, as well as the unique way he threw the disc, the original thumber, that has largely been forgotten by the modern disc golf world.
But, you know, when I was playing my best, I didn't get to play. And a lot of it was over that weight limit thing and because of my throw throwing the thumber. And let me clarify, when I'm saying the thumber, I'm talking about the real thumber, the original thumber, where your thumb, it's a not an upside down shot. You know, the thumber in golf today is an upside down shot, you know, like Schwabe, the people consider probably has the best one today. But the thumber before was a different throw. I could throw it upside down, but when you throw it upside down, a thumber, it's the dream shot. It comes over your head. It's a completely different throw.
The grip for the original thumber includes the thrower's thumb and the heel of the hand pressed along the inside of the rim, and the other three or four fingers on top of the flight plate.
Well, your thumb goes inside. Your palm goes against the inside of the rim. And so you have the finger, your fingers up on the top. And it's a sidearm throw, but not the technically. Stork distinguishes in his book that I used as a textbook when I taught Frisbee classes at OU, between pronation and supination.
Yes.
Pronation is a backhand type throw. Supination would be any of the ones that come from the side, you know, like a two-finger sidearm or some people call a forehand, you know. But the thumber is more like that type of throw. When you're talking what people say the thumber today, we called that the hooked thumber back then. And your thumb's hooked on there and you're making an upside-down throw. And you can actually throw them to where they'll corkscrew in the air and go in. They start up upside down, but they end up right side up. You can even do that.
While I have personally never thrown a hooked thumber with a non-beveled disc, Brody Smith helpfully demonstrates the flight paths Jeff describes in a 2011 video that I've linked in this episode's description.
That's one to get over trees. It's a shot that goes up real high and back down. Yeah, the thumber I'm talking about is the way, you know, the thumbers were probably the best guts throw. And so I really fine-tuned that one enough to where I really got to where I could literally hit somebody in the foot that I wanted, you know, right over the line.
Wow.
I could put it wherever I wanted. And the one thing I could do that most people didn't when they threw the guts type thumbers, they tended to be a shot that came in more of at a turnover angle. And so what that meant is that when it came in, if somebody got their hand on it, it would pop up into the air and somebody else could catch it. Because it, you know, you could have more than one person touch it, but you just, no one could have more than two body parts touching it at the same time. So, you know, in guts, a lot of times there would be, it'd go off of one person's hand, pop up in the air. But that's the way most people threw a thumber. But I actually could put it with so much hyzer on it that when it hit, it would, if they didn't catch it right away, it'd hit the ground. And so that was kind of my advantage, you know.
I'm an 867 rated golfer with a passable forehand, but I took the time to throw the OG thumber a few times in my backyard. I threw the Innova Makani, the closest thing to a Frisbee I own, as well as my putter of choice, the Dynamic Discs Warden. Throwing it with low power, it's incredibly easy to control if leaning a bit on the natural turnover angle like Jeff mentioned. I also found it easier to control than a two-finger grip forehand, but after watching a couple of Guts videos, I have no idea how Jeff got a Pro Model Frisbee, a 130 gram disc, up to Guts level speeds with this throw. It certainly seems like the two-finger forehand has more power potential than the forehand thumber, so I can see why it may have fell out of favor with most players, but I know I'm going to practice it and incorporate it into my game as a low-power control shot at the very least. Thanks for listening to this Roots of Flight subscriber exclusive on UltiWorld Disc Golf. If you want to go out and try the original thumber, you can find a link to a video of me demonstrating the original thumber grip as well as my own passable throws in this segment's description. Try it out and share your attempts on the subscriber Slack channel. And I'll catch you next time on the Roots of Flight.